Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As Dan Fogelberg brings us back 7 till the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our friend Joe Frizzard. Joe's a member of our Brain Trust. He is the president, the CEO of C&B Asset Management. Was that cbasset.com? Is that right, Joe?
cbasset.com. That's correct.
Check that out. And he's a gold expert. He's a rare coin expert. He's a precious metal expert. He helps people like you and me diversify our portfolios and add these precious metals in various forms to our portfolio to diversify our portfolios a little bit. Let's talk, Joe, about in the previous segment we talked about, you know, these coins and this metal as a hedge in inflation. We talked about whether to buy coins or gold or what you should have. Now let's talk about how an average person would incorporate something like this into their IRAs. You know, people who don't have a big portfolio. It's just a modest, you know, average American's portfolio. How should they diversify? What percentage would you recommend? And how do they get it into, say, an IRA? If they're funding an IRA in 3 months from now, what do they do?
Well, and there's only certain coins you can put into an IRA, and that's the U.S. gold eagles, whether it's the gold, the silver, or the platinum. You can put those into your IRA.
So you can't put gold bars into your IRA?
Can't put gold bars, no.
Okay,
you can't do
all right.
That, no. As far as diversification, the percentages of going into gold, some financial advisors will tell you 5%, some people will tell you 15%. We fall in the middle. We think 10% is fine. You know, if you're really uneasy, up to 15%, but I wouldn't recommend any more than that, 15% tops.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If they want to put money, the gold coins into the IRA, they can contact us and we'll direct them to that. They are going to need a custodian for that. We obviously not a custodian for that.
You can actually manage that yourself. It's right? I mean, you can't. Can you take possession in an IRA?
No, you need a custodian.
Yeah, they've got to manage all that. I mean, you just become the owner. You just own an asset. You don't get to handle it or store it or anything like that. It's part of your IRA. It's outside.
Part of the IRA.
Yeah, it's not part of your non-deductible retirement.
No, it's
plan.
You know, if they want the portfolio managing, we can do that for them. And we do that if they have a diversified portfolio.
Right.
Obviously, if they just have gold, it's pretty simple. You just look at the gold spot price of gold. But here's something that we are developing with our good friend Richard. In about 60 to 90 days, we're going to have an evaluation process that our clients will be able to go to our website. It will be passcode-oriented. They will be able to go in there and look at their portfolio and get update of the valuation, total portfolio, just click on it, and it'll be updated 24/7.
So, like they could go to Fidelity and check out their stocks or whatever.
They can go to CBS and check out the value of the entire portfolio.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And we're probably going to be the only company in the country doing that, because what happens with people that hear a radio ad or a television ad, and they call up and they buy the flavor of the day that the company is pushing, and they accumulate coins over the years, and then 5-6 years later, they find out. They go to their safety deposit box or go into their safe, and they have all these coins, and they say, you know what, I don't even know what I have. I have no idea what it's worth. You know, all I have is a bunch of coins in this box.
That's what my dad did.
And the next thing you know, they're calling up people saying, how do I find out what my coins are worth? So we manage it. We'll have this evaluation process. We'll be able to go online, click on it, and there it is.
So and then they can decide if they want to move things around or do some trading, move things from one type of asset to the other.
We'll visit with it. We manage it. We keep it a hands on approach to it.
Do you also do rare coins too? Don't you?
Oh well, sure.
And rare coins back. You talked about numismatics. What's the difference in a rare coin and a numismatic?
Well, they're both numismatic coins. One has the rarity factor in it, and the other one is
which is a second level, or maybe a third level of value.
Right. Well, here's the deal. Somebody calls up and says, Joe, I want to buy some $20 gold pieces, some $20 St. God's in Mint State 63. I can call up and buy as many as I want.
Yeah.
Okay, they're ready available.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, if someone calls up and says, you know, I want to get a certain date. I want to have a 24.
Something or other.
Yeah, 24S Saint. And three.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's going to be take some time to find.
Yeah, because so, those are truly rare. They're not just numismatics.
Right,
hey, Joe, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for the education today.
No problem.
Folks, we've learned a lot. C&B Asset Management is the company. CBAsset.com is the
website.
Yeah, so check that out, folks, and see if Joe can help you out. Thanks, Joe, for being here. We'll see you next time.
Okay.
Joe Frizzard, ladies and gentlemen. Check him out there. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.